call item one.
Item one from the Director of the Development and the Technology Innovation Center, Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation, providing an informational report on recent leasing activity, the value of business incubation in southeastern Wisconsin, and the Comprehensive Facilities Plan Consulting Report by C.B. Richard Ellis, dated February 11, 2013, and providing audited financial statements for the year ending December 31, 2013. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, the committee has yearly received report from the research park. We've scheduled it today, but it's also timely for a number of reasons. So I'm going to ask Guy Mascari, please come forward, introduce your formal title for the record, please, and then you do have a report. We have several attachments available in the record. Some of those attachments are informational, but you can certainly refer to any of those that you want to provide.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. My name is Guy Mascari. I have two titles. I'm the Director of Development at the Milwaukee County Research Park, and I'm also the Director of the Technology Innovation Center, which is the research park's incubator for high-tech startup businesses. Those are the sort of the two main areas of activity we have out there, the land development and the incubator. If I could just take maybe 4 or 5 minutes to give some background and kind of summarize the written report that I sent over here. First off, I want to say that the last 2 or 3 years have been very challenging at the research park. Not only have we been trying to manage the land development, the common areas, keep the incubator in good running order, help the tenants, but we've been very heavily involved in the zoo interchange reconstruction, which has necessitated rebuilding our entrances. That was an $860,000 project. We've kind of started from scratch in some ways with the research park with all this reconstruction. We're also heavily involved in the new access to the Children's Court Center. We've got new boilers in the building. We put a rain guard in, some pervious paving. So we've had a lot on our plate in the last few years. But things are going very well out at the park. Just a summary of the land development. Right now, the park contains 14 buildings, and it totals about 1,690,000 square feet, and that makes us the largest office development in the area. I think a few years ago, we surpassed Park Place, which is on the northwest side of Milwaukee. There's about 115 businesses in the park, and they employ about 4,800 people. I think of interest to this committee, the assessed valuation of all the buildings out in the park is $191 million, and annual property taxes are $4,547,000. And the good news there, when the city of Wauwatosa closes their TIF, which has to happen before 2016, roughly 25% of those tax revenues will come directly to the county. So that's well over $1 million, about $1.1 million. There's 17.3 acres left in the park out of about 120 acres that we started with, and it has a value of about $3.3 million. And the good news there is that we have some serious activity on three of the remaining four lots that are at the park, and that includes the M10 building, the old power plant for the tuberculosis area over there, and the adjacent lot. Since they finished Watertown Plank Road and Mayfair Road, I've probably gotten 5 or 6 calls since the beginning of the year of developers showing interest in that property. There's some activity on Lot 8, which is the largest left. I think some of you are aware what that is all about. And then just 2 weeks ago, there's a lot directly to the east of the TIC building. There's a very good IT company in the area that's interested in acquiring that lot to build a building. We have a Research Park board meeting on July 8th, and we're hopeful that some of these may develop to the point where we could take these to the Research Park board. Things are definitely on the upswing at the TIC, you know, with the so-called Great Recession, whatever people want to call it. It's been kind of hard on startup businesses, but really within the last year, starting around June or July of last year, some of the existing companies have really kind of taken off in the TIC and are expanding. We're still lacking new startups, but occupancy is up substantially. Right now we have 40 companies that are employing about 200 people. A few years ago we did an analysis to show how much revenue each employee generated for our company, and it was around $150,000. So the combined revenues of all these companies in the TIC is around $30 million. And if you had one company generating $30 million in revenue and business, that would be significant. And of course, there's the multiplier effect of all of that. And is that $30 million, the wages that are paid out there are spread out through the economy. And you have to keep in mind, most of these are new businesses, that has a really good impact. The other thing, the TIC has the only lab space for medical research, biotechnology research park in the region. I think you would have to go to Madison to the research park over there to find lab space. And right now, our lab space is fully occupied. We just built out about 800 square feet for a company that's expanding called AgroBioscience. And after our board meeting last week, we had a little ribbon cutting for that, and it's a very nice space, and the tenants are really happy. Another thing I can point out, in the last 15 years, the research park and DOT, with no money from the county, although the county's made some investment too, have put in about $2,150,000 into the TIC. And a quick summary of that, $753,000 of research park funds were used to renovate the fourth and fifth floors of the TIC. These labs that we built out on the first floor were AgroBioscience and helped attract Zystor Therapeutics from St. Louis. That was $540,000. These new boilers were $421,000. There's miscellaneous improvements of about $226,000. That includes new paint, new carpet, those sort of things. This new rain garden was $128,000. And still to be determined, we put a new card access system in there for $76,000. That's working extremely well right now. And the other funds have gone into that area. I mentioned in my written report, the largest of which affecting immediately the research park is this $860,000 for the new entries. But this roughly $2 million that's being spent, some of that money came from the DOT to rebuild the parking at Children's Court, is going to really enhance the area there. I just want to talk briefly about the value of business incubation. They like to say in the business incubation industry is that business incubation works, and there's books have been written about this, and I could probably talk for a long, long time, but I'm not. But there are several metrics that are used. One, I think, is significant. The statistics show that 2 out of 3 startup businesses fail within the first 5 years. So that's only a 33% success rate. And they found that companies that start in business incubators, about 87% on the more recent study, 78% of those are in business after 5 years. So that's maybe a success rate of almost 3 times. And there's reasons that you can point to. In my mind, the main reason is being in an environment where you have like-kind companies. You have other startups, and they, I don't like the word synergy for some reason, but these companies, they consult. Some of them are in competition, but they really help each other out in a lot of cases. And as far as we can determine, these things come and go, but we're the only business incubator, certainly in Milwaukee County, and I think all in southeastern Wisconsin. The nearest one that I'm aware of is at the University of Wisconsin in Whitewater. They have about a 40,000 square foot incubator that I guess is doing pretty well. I just want to make a few comments about the CBRE report. Right off the top, I want to state that, you know, we think the TIC building is worth saving. It's 100 years old as of last year, and there's many reasons for this, but I want to point out just a few of them. The first is that the TIC is a building that's singularly suited for a business incubator. I like to describe it as a large egg crate. You know, it was an old tuberculosis sanitarium, and there's about 260 rooms there, and it makes it very easy for these companies to expand incrementally. The average company in the building starts out at about 600 square feet, and during their time, they usually grow about 4 times. Some have done much, much better. Some have done not as good, but you can't get that kind of situation in a commercial real estate development, which is one of the advantages of an incubator. If you were to design a new incubator, you could use the TIC as a model. And as I mentioned before, there's really no alternative to this TIC in the region, and to build a replacement would cost many, many times more than we think it would take to renovate the building. We think if we could get a hold of $8 million, we could really put that building into a condition that it would last for many, many more years. That's new central air conditioning and windows would be the biggest items there. But, you know, we think that a new incubator to have the capacity that we do would probably cost at least three times as much, and it could be even more. The other thing that CBRE report didn't take into consideration was the cost of tearing the building down. And we think that that's well in excess of the value of the underlying land. And the TIC is a vital part of what I call the county's research triangle, and that includes the Regional Medical Center, the Research Park, and now UWM's Innovation Campus. And I think we've yet to see the impact of the interaction between all those three elements out on the county grounds. And the county should be complimented for the vision that started back in 1968 when they put together the Regional Medical Center, and then the Medical College moved out there, and Children's Hospital and so forth, and this Blue Ribbon Task Force that called for creating the Research Park. I think we've yet to see the full impact of what's been going on out there. And then, you know, old buildings are worth saving. I mean, a lot of people really like that the building. Now it's 100 years old, but it's a very good building. It was built very well with the help of the facilities management people here at the county and the Research Park staff. We've really kept it in pretty good shape. There's always things that need to be done. One of the problems with saving old buildings is what to do with them. And by the way, that's how business incubation got started. In 1959 in Batavia, New York, there was an old building, probably an old garment factory if you look at what goes on in New England. They didn't know what to do with it, and a fellow by the name of civic leader by the name of Bob Mancuso said, hey, why don't we chop this up and lease it to small companies? So they had a problem with the building. Incubation was a solution, and it worked. And after that, people said, hey, we should start doing this. We don't have that problem with the TIC building, the old Muirdale Sanitarium. We have a good use for that. And, you know, we still have a lot of questions that we need to answer as to what it's going to take to keep this thing going as time goes on. We're undertaking a comprehensive study that's being done by S.B. Friedman. They were on hand last week to kind of kick the study off, and they're going to make the case in an objective sort of way of some of the things that I've said. And we also need to get our hands on, you know, what's it going to take to maintain the building should the county decide that they don't want to do that. And I'd like to work with the facilities people and some people on the county exec staff to get our hands around there. But we think there's definitely a future for that existing building. And then lastly, Supervisor Jersey, you know, asked that we include the annual report. The only thing I can really say about that is that the Research Park is in very good shape financially. The Research Park board is manage the funds that we've taken in the form of rent and our development fees for selling and developing county land, county assets. And we're in a position right now, we have an endowment. You know, we are not-for-profit, and this endowment is very important. And, you know, we're in a situation right now where we could continue for a long time, you know, to operate this building. We haven't received tax levies since, I think, 1997, and we don't ever want to have to do that again. So thank you for allowing me to be here. If there's any questions.
Thank you. I just want to recognize Supervisor Schmidt, Supervisor Johnson, myself, our members of the board of the Research Park. Let me ask first if the administration has any comments or questions for Guy Mascari. Just introduce yourself for the record, please.
Thank you, Chairwoman. T. Gwaley Smith, Director of Economic Development. Just by way of update, about a year ago, as I was first starting, Research Park came in to do a lease extension, which is their final lease extension. And the question was asked by the committee here, so what's the plan after the end of the last lease term? And so for the last several months, my staff and me have been meeting directly with Research Park staff to really explore all options at this point to see what would potentially work for Research Park and what would work for Milwaukee County. And we will continue to pursue all of those potentials to figure out if there's a happy solution for all parties involved. At this point, we don't have a direct update on that. You know, Guy and Bill Drew have been responsive to the questions and information that we've provided, and we continue to meet on a monthly basis.
Many members.
I guess I have a comment.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I just have a couple comments. I started, not the first year I was on the board, so I go back to 2000 on Research Park, and there are a lot of similarities when I first came on kind of the museum, too. I mean, I think the, you know, it's been a great idea from the very beginning and proven success if you just look at, you know, only one that's left. And I, you know, getting ahead of myself a little bit is a question we have to answer, but I think that this has to continue in some kind of fashion. Whether it's county-owned or stay the way it is, I kind of doubt that. I do go along with a lot of things that our chairwoman has proposed with facilities and really given a hard look at things. I mean, as Mr. Mascari alluded to, and this is true of the museum board I'm on, other boards that we're all on, is that many of these organizations have put in substantial monies on their own in their facilities. We've been helpful. We've got some great contracts, and we've taken some responsibility. I think we need to take the lead. You know, we don't expect private money to come in unless we do the seed money. We've done in many areas. We're at the point we've done that now with the TIC. You know, I admire a lot what Mr. Drew and Mr. Mascari have done over the years. Again, when I started, there was many questions. Then we went to really selling rather than leasing. The leasing wasn't working. You look at the success rates, the people who have moved out of the TIC and have buildings themselves. I mean, it's a great success story without question. And, you know, no tax levy, and we've run a balanced budget for many years. Supervisor Mayo could talk. He's been the longest serving member. I guess I'm next on the board. But, you know, as important as it's been, I think we have some very important decisions to make going forward very, very soon. I think it needs to stay. I know the synergy word is one maybe you don't like, but there's terrific synergy. And, I mean, the UWM Innovation Campus out there, you know, doing some things that the TIC does, but I don't think there's competition. There's plenty of room for more businesses. I think that UWM, which was hard to get and get going too, is going to be a great success story. I compliment the Milwaukee County Research Park. They gave up those 16 acres to help UWM and get that development going there. It was their land, but I think it was the right thing to do. So I think it's I've been a very proud member of that board. I think there's a lot of things county can be proud of. This is certainly one. And moving forward, I'm not so sure if we should stay in the business ourselves, but that billing has to stay there and has to get and continue to move forward, because it'd be a shame not to keep something like this. For I think the report speaks for itself. So those would be my comments. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Other comments from the board? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Whaley-Smith, you mentioned there are some possibilities you're considering. Is it possible you could share those possibilities with us?
It's the full range of options. I mean, there are lots of relationships that the county has had with different 501c3 or 501c6 organizations, and that could range the gamut from looking at options of, is it possible for the research park to own the property and operate it themselves without the county continuing to incur utility and maintenance costs, to the question of a lot have changed in incubation, you know, buildings over the 20 years that this has been done, and does this continue to be the right facility? Is it right-sized for that circumstance? And all of those are very interconnected questions. My instructions are always to look at the full range of options. So status quo is an option, a different facility that meets, you know, different space standards, to working out a relationship that Research Park would take over the building,
We're really exploring the full gamut of those. We don't have one yet that, you know, will work for everyone involved. We're still in that analysis stage of what will work for the research park and its board, you know, what will potentially work for the county given our current fiscal situation, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bone.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for that in-depth report. As far as the free space that is not being leased, what's the range of the space in the incubator that's not being used?
That's a very good question, Supervisor Bone, and we've given some thought to that. The graphs that I prepared showed that over the last 15 years, through good times and bad, we've leased an average of about 60,000 square feet. There have been some times in that period when the building has been virtually full, certainly on the upper five floors. The basement is interesting space, that may be the best way to put it. And sometimes we have tenants, sometimes we don't. But the fully developed space on the upper three floors have been fully occupied several times over the last 20 years. But if it turns out that the business incubation needs of the region are around 60,000 square feet for a tech incubator, we have about 20,000 square feet in the building that would not be needed for that, and because there's about 80,000 square feet rentable in the whole building. And we've given some thought to that. One of the things we started doing after the world changed after 9/11 and the dot-com bust and so forth is that we opened the building up to what we call support uses. And since then, we've had some very good tenants in the building that have been supportive of entrepreneurship, starting with Silicon Pastures, which was an angel investment network. Wisconsin Procurement Institute is in there now. It's the old Aspen Procurement Institute. Helps Wisconsin business get government contracts. The Wauwatosa Chamber of Commerce is in there now. BizStarts has had offices in there. They've unfortunately moved over to Slush Park, but you know, people come and go. So, you know, we think there's a market in addition to startups for these support organizations. But the last couple of years, I've been approached by some other not-for-profits that are not directly in entrepreneur support organization. There was I wish I could remember the name of the organization, but they interact with, I think, Children's Hospital. They do something with computers. So Teague was talking about 501c3s. You know, if they're like us, they're not for profit, they could be looking for affordable space, and some of this flex space in the building, you know, could be used for maybe other not for profits, especially those that are involved somehow with the with regional medical center. Going back to Supervisor Schmidt's comment about UWM, you know, Dave Gilbert, who runs that operation over there, he's the president of the UWM Real Estate Foundation, is on the Research Park Board, and we've had continuing conversations as to the relationship between the UWM Innovation Campus and the Research Park. And it's absolutely not a competitive situation. It's a complementary situation. And the thing that's very positive, and I think this goes to the Water Council from my understanding of what they're trying to do, the real challenge is not necessarily incubating companies once you get an entity in business, an enterprise in business. It's getting the idea to the point where it's ready to go to market. And that's a traditional definition of an accelerator. And if UWM's accelerator, it's about 25,000 square feet, is successful, they should start feeding businesses into the Technology Innovation Center. So it's hard to say at this point whether that line is going to continue to flatline at 60,000 square feet, but as the economy improves, UWM comes online, whether we might start to get back up to the higher levels. But if we don't, we're going to work on marketing plans to keep that other space occupied. Even if we didn't, budget-wise, I think we would be in very good shape. But you don't like to have an asset like that sitting around that's not being used. So we're going to explore ways to fill that up.
Supervisor Bowen, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just one more question for the administration and Director Whaley Smith. Is it the perspective of the administration that the county has no interest in continuing to be a partner at the HCC?
Chairman and Supervisor, it's a great question. No, it's we have not made that determination. I think we're very much in the camp that Supervisor Schmidt said was, you know, that we've had this in place for 20 years, and it's time to look at what makes the most sense on a relationship basis. I mean, the best analogy is, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? There's some value here that can be preserved if we do things appropriately. Two quick things that just everybody understands. So there are benefits to the building, as was outlined by Guy, that there's this opportunity for incremental space, and it did save an old building. It also comes with challenges. With an old building, the overall square footage of the building is 130,000 square feet, 80,000 leasable. Now, some of that is common areas where there are, you know, conference room, office, shared space. But I don't think there's any question that if you were to build a building today, you would design it so that you can maximize the lease square footage of that overall, you know, building square footage, to try to get that more in the 10 to 20% range rather than the 30 to 40% range. So I think we need to be honest about that challenge. And when we evaluate a building, and if 60,000 square feet is the number that the market can support, is it appropriate for it to be in a 130,000 square foot building? Also, with an old building, there are deferred maintenance issues and upgrades that are needed for the building, and we have to look at whether or not that's something Research Park can do on their own, or is it going to take some investment from, you know, private and public partnerships, and what is the most likelihood of success for those public-private partnerships? Is it to continue to be in that space or explore alternatives? We have an obligation to you and to the taxpayers to explore all of those different options. And I think sometimes we don't look enough to maximize private partnerships and bring in you know, corporate money. If you look at incubators, and this is something that Guy has helped me understand as well, if you look at incubators across the country, there's a lot more corporate participation, and I think we need to look at why that is. Guy has some ideas, we have some ideas, and really look how we solve this long-term going forward. So there are some significant hurdles with the building itself, in addition to that conversation of how and if the county should be involved in supporting entrepreneurship and supporting incubators.
And lastly, Madam Chair, what's the timeline to move on this?
I believe your lease goes through 2019 at this point.
It goes through September 30th, 2018. We turn into a pumpkin if nothing happens.
Yes, and no one wants to push up to that deadline because tenants need to know what's going to happen. You know, everybody needs to know what's going to happen with that building go forward. And if we can figure out something that works for everybody, there's a chance of making that decision prior to the end of the lease term. Or there's the possibility, if the strategy involves something happening after the lease, that could happen as well.
We have a pretty ambitious goal, because we'd like to see what the crystal ball says on this. And the word's already gotten around the building because Steve Friedman's been interviewing some of the tenants. So what's this all about? So, you know, how the grapevine works. Everyone's, you know, they're coming to me. What's going to happen to the building? What's going to happen to my company? And you know, just don't worry about it. This is all going to work out. But, you know, some people are already getting kind of upset about that. So we want to know what the future is sooner rather than later. This the Friedman report should be in our hands in about 3 months. That would be middle of September. And we're going to very aggressively, hopefully with support from facilities management here at the county, to try to get our hands around what it would cost to run this building. We think there might be some efficiencies in us doing this sort of thing. So, and then there are some opportunities from the standpoint of fundraising that Bill Drew's working on right now, to see if we can make a dent in this $8 million that we need to really turn this thing around. You know, one thing I want to comment is, I've said here, I've been doing this almost 20 years, and I'm very familiar with the incubation industry and the research park industry. There's 150 incubators in the country. Vast majority of them are run by universities. They call them university research parks. The situation we have in our partnership with the county is absolutely unique in the nature, and I think the county really needs to pat itself on the back for undertaking this, going back to the Blue Ribbon Task Force report in 1985. It's had, as Supervisor Smith alluded, it's had its starts and stops, and we've had crisis points before, but it's just been a huge success. Out of those 150 research parks, I would say no more than two dozen are really viable. We happen to have some in the region. The one in Madison is very successful. The one at Purdue is very successful. But I know so many of them that just never really quite caught on, and they ended up being just sort of run-of-the-mill research or land developments, commercial land developments. So, you know, the county really needs to be complimented for this and the partnership we've had over these 20 years. And I can say, you know, from the standpoint of the research park staff, we welcome this. I mean, at some times you have to sit back and what are we doing? Is this the best way to go forward? And I'm sure we're going to come to some amiable solution to this situation.
Thank you, everyone. I think we'll bring this to a conclusion. I think my main concern, and as we're looking at the facility downsizing and C.B. Richard Ellis report, which, of course, this report identified that building, it's useful, and I thank the research park for bringing in a different look at this, the Freeman report. And I continue to be very concerned. As I understand it, this is the only lab space for incubators in the larger southeastern Wisconsin region. And you don't want to, disregard that important factor. I think the incubator, one of the important points of the incubator is the lab space. And I know sitting on the board, we just put some money into improving the lab space. And, with the M7 identifying medical service and medical-related fields as an important industry in Milwaukee County, I think the research park is very much an important part of that, especially with the incubator lab space. So there's a lot of important decisions to make. I appreciate the timeline. I think probably by next year we may have a better feel for where the county wants to go with this regarding the building, et cetera. But I think this is one that really requires us to take a hard look. Appreciate the extra information you're going to be getting for us, and we'll certainly hopefully look at this again next year about this time. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Clerk, please call item 2.